Right. Might not be 100% as muscular as it was hoping. I finished the drink for now, basically. But, hope there'll be a little tale or so here. We have a Gemara over here that starts off the Sugya of Chanukah, first of all discussing Hadlakas Nehru Shabbos. Hadlakas Nehru Shabbos, which things are kosher, which things are pasul. And from there we go into what's pasul on Shabbos is kosher for Chanukah. The Sugya continues into, goes into Kaf Sazakakla, and it goes into the Iker Mitzvah, and where to put it. By the Chotzer, B'shus HaRabim, B'shus HaSakona, you bring it inside your house, and Tzarech Ne'acheres, Leheker, and Tam Chacham, Madura, Ne'acheres. Then the Gemara goes and he asks, Mai Chanukah, brings down the famous Braiso, the story, of the Ne'er Shemen, and Shana Ne'acheres Kavua. Then it brings down the Mishnah of Baba Kama, with the Chenveni who's lighting. And from there we try to learn out that Lamata Miyud is a mitzvah or a hidden mitzvah or whatever it is. And then we go into Lamayla Michaf Amis. And then the Gemara continues into Tefach HaSamach L'Pesach. So the first question that came to my mind when I was doing the Sugya is that where in the world is my Chanukah coming into the Sugya? Smack in the middle we're discussing the halachas of what's kosher for the psila or for the shemen, and then we go into the location or how many neiris and shasakana you bring it inside. Then we speak about right afterwards lamata miyud, lamayla michaf, tefach samach lebe. It's all location, location, location. And smack in the middle we have the story. What's the sage of the Gemara? That's number one. Number two is the way Rashi describes my Chanukah. Rashi says al eze neis kavua. Why did they establish? On which nais? In other words, it's pretty clear that there was more than one nais. And on which nais did they establish Chanukah? And the question is, who cares which nais they established Chanukah? My nafkamina, is any nafkamina la'alacha for which nais they established Chanukah? My nafkamina. Second question. Another question is, it's interesting that the lashon of Rashi, in the first Rashi is, al-eza nais kavu'a, which is the lashon yachid. On which nays were they kaveya it? On which nays were they kaveya the yomtif or the mitzvah, whatever it is, just the lashon yachid? And then, as the sugya continues, Rashi says, "Hachi gar simon va'asa'um yomim tovim b'haru v'ayda." And Rashi says also, "Lo yishasu memalacha shalei nikva'u elo likveis halu v'lo yimal nisim v'ayda." So Rashi switches, and the sugya seems to switch from lashon yachid to lashon rabbim. Started off, why were they kaveya it? And we're going into kavun, asa'un, yamin tovim, and Rashi also says, it's not just the Gersh in the Gemara, but Rashi also says, nikva'u. So we went from kavuha to nikva'u. Beyond that, we even have a lashon, the Gersh says harif, and the Gersh says hator, in this braisa, and that is, it says, lashon acheres kavun va'asom ches yamin tovim. Very stark a lashon rabbi. Ches yomim tovim.
Who says that?
The lashon of the Tor, he says ches yomim tovim, and the lashon rif is ches yomim tovim. So it's that Gersa brings it out even stronger that there's numerous takanas or numerous yomim tovim over here instead of just the lashon yachid in the original part of the Gemara. Also, Rashi says hachi garsinon vaasom yomim tovim. So as mentioned, the other possibility, we're not so sure of. For the Gersa of the Braisa would be Asa Uha Yom Tov. We drop the whole word Yom Tov in Gansin. The Rambam doesn't mention the word Yom Tov at all. Another possibility, which the Bach brings down in the Torah, is that there are those that are not Geiris, the two Lashainas Kavu of Asu or Kavum Asom, just one of them. Kavum or Asom. But Rashi's Gersa is Hachi Gasina Vi Asom with the Vav. Which is Muchach, that Rashi holds that it was Kavum Vasom. They were both.
What's the difference?
Huh? We'll get into that. But there are a few points that possibly could have been what Rashi's focusing on when he said the Hachi Garcia. Okay. Right, we have the story with the Chenveni, which is a shtickel issue. I did not research it well enough, but there is a limited amount that's written about it because we don't pass it like it. We don't pass in that the Chenveni is for the Ne'er Chanukah. But the We paskin. The Chenani is a storekeeper. It's a store owner. He lit the Ner Chanukah outside. He lit the Ner Chanukah outside, and he had rishus to do so. The Behuda says he's potter. The Tanakama argues the Chenani who puts his Ner outside, whether it's Chanukah or any time, is chayiv. Do it at your own risk. If he damages through that fire, if that fire catches onto something. So the Chenani is going, the Tanakama holds the Chenani who puts his Ner outside, whether it's Chanukah or any other time during the year, is chayiv. The Behuda says if it's Chanukah potter, we don't paskin like a Behuda. The question that comes up is, what's the Chenani lighting for? What's he doing? Apipashtas, the mitzvah is to light in the house. Or what's considered the house, where you're eating, where you're sleeping, to light at home. So unless you assume it's the Chanusa, the Mechuza, where they used to sleep in their houses, which seems from the Gemara and Baba Basra, there was only a specific community that did so, it's mashma that typically people do not sleep in their stores. So what's the Chenani lighting for? That's number one. And secondly, the fact that we're calling him a Chenani is pretty interesting. Because we know that the mitzvah is to light Neiris, which Pashtus means that all the Chenmanis are closing. The only guys that are still outside are the Tamudai. People are closing their shops, they're going home. That's the time to light because everyone's in the streets going home. And the sheer delight is until the Tamudai are out selling the twigs for people's lights and fireplaces. Right? So if he's lighting at the time that you take a chayim to light, why are you calling him a chenani? Store hours are over, he's a regular citizen. He's a regular mensch. Why are you calling him a chenani? He's not a chenani right now. Okay. Rashi's lashon is taka very interesting. Rashi says that the chenmeni is potter, but ner chanukah potter. Rashi says chenmeni shebirshus pirsum mitzvah henichasha, with the permission, with the rights of publicizing the mitzvah, he put the ner there, which is also a very interesting lashon Rashi. What's he saying? Birshus pirsum mitzvah. Either say pirsumi nisa, or say birshus mitzvah. He's publicizing mitzvah. He's either publicizing a nes, or he's doing it with the rights of the Kiya Mitzvah of Chazal to light the neighbors. So it should be Bershus Mitzvah or Bershus Pesumei Nisa. One or the other. Those are the shailas that came up in the Sugya. And just a little heading to where I plan on going is that it seems to be boiled from, again, the Seder in the Sugya, the Mai Chanukah, Shtup Darayin, in the middle of our Sugya, it would seem that somehow Mai Chanukah, Al Eza Neis Kavua, will have some kind of effect in terms of the location of the Menorah. The Gemara had just finished saying they're supposed to put it outdoors, but B'Shas Akona Menichay Al Shulchanay V'dayay. And right after we bring in the Braisa of Mai Chanukah, we start speaking about Lamata Miyud, Lamai Lamichof, and Tefach HaSamoch LaPesach. So it seems that somehow this may play a role in the Mokim of where you're putting the Menorah. And the shaylas help. That's what we're going to be trying to get to. Okay. So what's bailit is there's a few differences in the lashaynas of the Torah and the lashaynas of the Rambam in different parts of our sugya. Number one, the Rambam does not pass him that there's any hiddur to light the ner yomata miyud. It doesn't bring it down at all. It's not mentioned. It doesn't pass him as I. Magen Mishnah says it's nitche. The raya from Rabbi Yehuda was nitche in the Gemara. The Rambam holds, you know, there's no mitzvah to light at lamata miyud. Meidach on the halacha of lamay lamichaf, which people speak about lamay lamichaf. The Gemara says it's pasul kesukah ukamavui. The Rambam brings a very drastic lashon, and that is loy asa klum. Lashon loy asa klum. We've heard a shiur about it last year from Yitzhak Laskin. The Rambam brings a drastic lashon layasa klum. However, I don't think we spoke about last year is that the Torah, Mamish brings down a very, very powerful lashon. The Torah's lashon is that if you put it l'mayim mikhaf, layatza. Which is mashma completely fakir from the whole approach of the shiur that we heard last year. It's mashma layatza. What we heard last year was that it's nothing if it's l'mayim mikhaf. And forget the Torah's mashma, then it's something, just you're not yet to your mitzvah. So this seems to be a disparity. And again, the Torah holds it is a mitzvah to put it, lamata miyud. Is there a connection over here?
What does something mean?
I'm sorry?
You're not yet to
what?
Yeah, perhaps you can put it down, or perhaps when you relight it, you don't have to make another bracha. You're not yotze, but it's something. It's a narcotica. But maybe you're not yotze pesuminiza because people can't see it. So bring it down so people can see it, so you get the mitzvah pesuminiza. But it's something there. Something there. Not only that, by the way, not only does the Torah say la yotze, but the Torah even brings down a shita that holds that there are times that lamayla michaf you are yotze. Rabbeinu Yoyel, he brings down, holds that if it's indoors, lamayla michaf you are yotze. He says, because you notice it, because of the walls, but the Torah is very open to hearing that Lamayla Michaf is not so bad. It's not so bad. Shayach, I got me argues on Rabbeinu Yoyel. But it's a possibility. Okay. Nachazak is in the Iker Takonas of Chanukah. The Rambam says, he brings down a story, as we all know, the Rambam starts off speaking about the terrible tzaras we had from the Yevanim. That's Halacha Aleph, and then Hashem saved us from the Yevanim. And then Halacha Beis, he brings down the Nes of the Neiris. And then Halacha Gimel, he brings down the Takan of the Yom. Halacha Nalavim is, Mepreizeh Eskinu Chachamim Shebo Isi Ador, Sheyu Shmoy Nasi Yolim Eila, Shekilasim Melech Amisho, the Esrim, the Kislev, Yerei Simcha, the Halal, and Madlikim Behran Neiris. I'm going to focus on a few little diukim over here. First of all, the Rambam decides to write Mepreizeh, which is along the lines of what the Gemara decided to make a focus out of. Why? Why? What was the nace of why are we Masak and the Yomtif? What was it? The Rambam says, Mepnei Zeh. He could have just said, Ralacha Dimel, Eskinu Chagolim, Shabbai Zeh, Dor, we have a Mitzvah Chanukah. We'll be pretty clear on our own why. Doesn't have to bring out the Mepnei Zeh. The Torah also, Grada says the same thing. The Torah says, Yan, Ki Ira, Neis, B'nei Reis, because. Yeah. Also, Metagad Zeh, Tam. The Mechaba doesn't bring out any of this. Chabbis says, but some legal Chanukah, these are the halachas. Doesn't bring down any stories. But the Rambam brings down the story, and he makes note, he takes note, Mepnei Zeh, because of this, they were Masakin. What were they Masakin? Skinu Chachonim, Sheba'oisei Hadar, what's the word, Sheba'oisei Hadar, Shiyushmoy Nasayonim Eilu, Shekhilasan Yilel Chamisha Ve'esrim, the Kislev, Yemei Simcha Ve'halo, Days of Simcha Ve'halo, Umadlikin Bohen Haneris. The Lashon Umadlikin sounds to differentiate a little. It's they were Masakin Yemei Simcha Ve'halo. Umadlikin Bohen Haneris. And we light the Neiris. Now, what was that? They were Masakin that it should be days of lighting the Neiris. Were they, if it wasn't days of lighting, which is pretty obvious from the Lashon, so you should say, Chayim Lahadlik, Tzar Lahadlik, Vetitnu Lahadlik, say a new thing. Umadlikin. We light Neiris. Where does that come in? Also, what's the Lashon? Haneiris. He didn't speak yet about any mitzvah about lighting Neiris. Why say Haneiris with a Hey, how you doing? Umadlikin behen haneiris. We light on those days the neiris. Apiske abatim cholaylum alaylum mishnas alayl laharzul galzanes. Rambam continues and he says, "V'yomim elu heim hanekroim Chanukah. They're called Chanukah, and the osur behesbe the time is like Purim. B'hadlokas haneiris ben mitzvah midivrei soifrim kikriyas megillah. Why didn't he mention the mitzvah earlier?" First he mentioned it almost like, this is what we do. We light the Neiris. And then he says, they're called Chanukah, and there's a mitzvah, the lighting of the Neiris that we do is a mitzvah, midivrei soifrim. It's like they were mitzvahs to light it. Not the lighting that we do is a mitzvah, midivrei soifrim. Tour, very interestingly, also brings down the story, but he brings it down with the Lashon of the Baisa. He brings down the whole Lashon of the Baisa. My Chanukah, the Tanya, the Chafi, the Kislev, and he brings down, he again, I told you, the Lashon, Ches, Yomim Tovim, Ches, Yomim Tovim. Then the tour goes into if it's also been Malacha or not, and the women that are Noyeg, the Issa Malacha, don't share them. He speaks about Issa Malacha, and that's it. He doesn't speak about Neiris. That's Simin Tafresh Ayin. New Simin. Tafresh Ayin Aleph. V'yan ki'ira ha'neis b'neirois. Since there was a neis with the neirois, tiknu lahadlik neiris b'chol laylo v'laylo k'dei lahaskar ha'neis. whole new siman in the Torah. Completely divided and separate. So the Torah we have, he brings down the story, and he doesn't mention the mitzvah of Hadlaka, but he speaks about the Yom Tov. Ches Yomim Tovim, and he brings out that the Yom Tov is not Aser B'Malacha, but for women it might be Aser B'Malacha, or it's Nagu Shalei Lasis Malacha. He speaks about it in a very Yom Tov big way. And it's a Yom Tov of Halo V'Hidah. And then separately, a whole separate siman, he speaks about, and the Balti was an ace of the Neiros, who made a Takan of Neiros. Another thing to note is that the Rambam also, he said that Heskinu Chachom Shavu'ese Hador Shiyu Shmoinas Hayamim Ha'elu Shatchilasan Milel Chamisha Ve'esem Bekislev. The beginning of them is from Chafei Bekislev Yemei Simcha V'Hatla. The Torah doesn't say anything about Chilasan Chafei Bekislev. It says this is when we have a this. Shana Acheres, he brings down the Lashon of the Maisa. Kabam, Lasson, Zashad, the Torah says both. Shmoyne Yamim Tovim. It seems like the Rambam is learning that it's a Haschala from Chafei, and it goes on for 8 days. Whereas the Torah is learning, it's 8 separate days from Yom Tov. Not a Haschala that is Mamshach for 8 days. They were Kaveya, 8 separate days. Ches Yamim Tovim, like the Lashon of the Maisa. Ches Yamim Tovim Halavaydam. And the Rambam says, there are 8 days Shemaschil Michavei. It's a Haschala. 8 days. Huh? Again, Haka comes up. What happens if you forgot to make a Shafiyon on the first day? Huh? Ah, so it's a Shaila. So is it considered Taka Yom Tov Arichta? Or it's Taka 8 separate Yom Tov? If it's 8 separate Yom Tov, then you shouldn't be doing it by daytime. You should only do it at night when you're being Madlik. But if it's a Yom Tov Arichta, it's all one Yom Tov. Anytime you remember, you make a Shafiyon on this man.
If it's a separate yamim, but that if it's separate, the day.
Huh?
If it's 8 separate days, but that's my
okay. Life, I guess maybe it's odif taka to do it at the haskalah of the next day than to do it at the end of the day that you're holding it. But if it's a yamtiv arich, that makes no difference. It makes a difference. It's all one yamtiv. There is no new time. It's all one yamtiv. It's one long yamtiv. Do it when you want.
Why is one day worse than one yamtiv?
Huh?
Why is a day worse than a yamtiv?
Because you can do it at Haskalah the next day. Yeah. There's one more Nakuda. It has a very interesting halacha, which the Mishnah Berurah, this is Hashgacha Prakas. I heard my cousin saying this. She does a few minutes of Mishnah Berurah every morning in the shul that we daven in, right after Shachris. And Punkach Dalachi said today struck me as very odd. And this basically put a lot of things together for us today. And that was the Mishnah Berurah says, and he's quoting a Magen Avraham, that if we know that if you don't have enough money both for the Neira and Neira's Shabbos, what do? You all know. Gemara says, Ner Shabbos is Adif. Shalom Bayis is Adif. You only have one Ner Shabbos. Zok the Magen Avraham. Bizmaneinu. That we light indoors. Efsher, that you should use the menorah instead. Why? Because the whole cheshbon of Shalom Bayis is that you should have a lichtige yom tov. The house should be nice and bright and enhances the mood. You don't want it to be dark. No. We light indoors. It'll be light in the house. In fact, if the kasha, we're talking about a guy who can't afford two neighbors. So he can't afford a shamish. If he could afford a shamish, then he already has a ner for Shal Shabbos too. The ner Shal Shabbos is the ner acheres for the neir. We have no problem with the ner acheres being your ner Shabbos. So obviously the guy cannot afford a ner acheres. He doesn't have a ner acheres, because otherwise you use that as your Shabbos ner. So we're talking about a guy who has money for one ner. Suck the tour, bring it indoors. Sorry, nowadays we bring it indoors. So you have a lichtige Shabbos and a lichtige Chanukah. what happened to the Ne'acheres? Asul l'shtamash lo'ayru. Asul l'shtamash lo'ayru. Meniach al shulchan ve'dayu b'tzarech Ne'acheres. You need a Ne'acheres. The guy can't afford a Ne'acheres. It's asul l'shtamash lo'ayru. How could the Magen Avraham say, nowadays you do it indoors, bring it indoors. He doesn't have a Ne'acheres. So use that one Ne'acheres in our Shabbos. What's his heter to bring it inside? And to use that as your light for the house. Hello, the Magen Avraham. Did you hear the kasha? You don't even believe in it. The Magen Avraham says it. So you stay task in the Mishnah Berurah. The Magen Avraham says it, but Torah's Efsher. But the Mishnah Berurah Taka brings it down. He says, this is what we should do. This is Ma'aneinu that we light indoors. Use your Menorah. Aye, what's his Ne'acheres? No. Talk to Mishnah Berurah. The whole point of the Ne'acheres is Lahekir. The Kesnish, the Kesnish. You can't. So you have your Menorah.
You're saying it's better. You're saying at least it's better than just using it as Shabbos.
I'm saying why, but if you don't have the hackers, so then it's not a menorah. The whole
logic. It might be better than nothing.
So we want to try that side. Ready? Clean. Going back to the deal we had in the Rambam, and the Rambam says that they were mesakin yemei simcha v'hallel. Umadlikin bohen ha neiros. Sounds like we are madlik the neiros, as if we know what the neiros are. And then again, even when he says v'yamim me'elu hanekroim chanuka, and he says v'hadlokas haneiros bohen mitzvah divrei seifim, again he never said l'chatchila that there's a mitzvah light. The hadlaka that we do is a mitzvah divrei seifim. So I want to say a merid gezach. And people are medayik as I. When they get to other things in the Rambam, and we know the Rambam holds the Yom Simcha and the Suda, maybe, that the Rambam held as that the Etzem, as is brought down in history, when the Chashanoyim came back from the victory, Klal Yisrael was celebrating the word of Yom Tov. They were victorious over the Yavanim, and they all lit Neiros as a sign of Simcha in their houses. That's what's brought down in Yom Sivan. The whole Yerushalayim lit up with lights. This was before they even lit the menorah. When they came back victoriously, everybody lit Neiros as a sign of Simcha. So I want to tell you that the Rambam and the Torah are arguing as the Torah, as he splits the two simanim up, he has the simin about the war, and he says it's a yomtiv, and he bands up to Isur Malacha for Nashim, and he speaks about Halavayda. And then he speaks about the mitzvah of Neiros. Yan, whole new thing. New simon. Yan. Ki ira haneis. Meneiros tiknu lahadlik Neiros. Whole separate simon. The Rambam writes the whole story down. And then he says, Mepneze tiknu yimei simcha v'halel umadlikim behem Neiros. What I'd like to say is that the Rambam holds that be'ikr, the Neiros, really started off as a minik. So the first time they came back from the war, everybody lit Neiros. It was a time of happiness. Everybody lit. Be'ikra advarim, that really wasn't part of the Ikra takana. The takana was that it should become a Yom Simcha v'Hallel. The fact that they were Neiros was b'Torah's minik. Nachdem, that it became established as Chanukah, as the Rambam says, V'yomim elu heina nikroim Chanukah. Once it became Nikra, a Yomtiv, it became Kavua as an established Yomtiv. V'heina surim behesped v'tainis. It became days of Simcha and Isra hesped v'tainis, and it got a shame of Chanukah. Then it became Hadlokas haneiros. What we've been doing, this Hadlokas haneiros that we've already been doing, became a mitzvah midivrei seifrim to Kriyas Hamegel. And it's going to have a profound effect on us. So whereas the Torah learned up that there's two separate takanas. There was a takanas yomtif of a yom halal, the hoida, and possibly isra malacha by nashim, one simin, separate whole simin. There was a nace of the neiros, we were in the second mitzvah of neiros. The two things happened, have happened at the same time, or year apart, mine of kamina, two totally separate, distinct halachas. And taka the Torah's lashon in the bracha is lahadlik ver shel Chanukah. Two separate things, as Mavur and the Paiskin, they say the difference between Ner Chanukah, Ner Shel Chanukah, and Ner Shel Chanukah. The difference is Ner Shel Chanukah means they're very distinct. This Chanukah is a mitzvah on Chanukah to light Neiros. They're separate things. Just like the ner shel yomtiv and a ner shel Shabbos. This Shabbos, this yomtiv, and there's a mitzvah of light neiros on these days. Two totally separate, distinct dinim and halachas. The Rambam says, shel Hanukkah. That in itself makes it much more miyuchas. They don't explain Lashon shel Hanukkah. They have to rely on the Shla and the Arizal. They talk about it, but it's more associated to the actual Chag, yeah, than being a separate thing. It's shell. It's not shell Hanukkah. It's shell Hanukkah. We're not going to go into that so much. Abba the Rambam holds the Pe'etzem, the Neiris was Neiris shell Simcha as the Minig, and the Yom Simcha as the victory of the Neis. And after the fact that it became a Yom Tov of Hanukkah, it became a mitzvah of the very Seifim Taka to light them as the Neis the Neiris.
What's the difference around the Torah? Yom
Tov
in the midst of
Nehari Kemos?
What?
We'll see.
You're saying
there's a difference. Huh? I'm going to say it right now. So comes the Azog, the Gemara, my Hanukkah. We just finished saying that B'shas HaKona Menicha Yal Shulchan V'dayoy V'tzorech Ne'acheres. Now the Gemara has a Gevaldik Akasha. What is the story when you're bringing this Ner inside your house? Is this Ner a Ner La'ira? And is the din of Ner Acheres a Zaitiga Halacha Leheker? Or is the Ner Acheres that's needed part and parcel of your actual Halacha in Adlokas Ner? Is the Ner Acheres Ma'akiv? Or is it not? And that's going to make a Nafkamina in terms of why they were Masakin Chanukah. According to the Ramban, the Neiros, the base halacha of the Neiros was Neiros Shel Simcha. There was Neiros Shel Simcha. It was a minig. We lit Neiros as a joyous response to the victory. Additionally, once Hanukkah became a Yomtiv, became an additive to the Neiros, that it's Lahalrois or Legalois, the Neis of the Neiros that took place as the Yomtiv went on, as Klai Yisrael kept on seeing this thing. So, the next year it became a Yomtiv. The Neiros had this additional din of the Giloy Hanes of the Neiros. But that wasn't the Yesoy and it wasn't the Iker of the Neiros. The Iker, the Neiros were Neiros Shel Simcha. Similar to every other Yom Tov. Sorry? Let's see. According to the Torah, the Neiros are meaningless besides for the mitzvah lahadlik on the Neis of the Neiros. It's a whole separate simin, whole separate halakha. The kviyas mitzvahs neiros Hanukkah is because of the neis of the neiros. Period. And it comes out of Gevaldik Nafkamina in our sugya itself. According to the Torah, vos modna is besser. According to the Torah, the neis serves no other purpose. The neiros serve no other purpose besides for the zecher l'neis of the neiros. Putting it lamata miyud, gevaldik. It makes it great. Why? Because it makes it distinctly that you're not doing it for light. You're doing it just for the mitzvah. Nerfen does Dr. Tor. The etzem putting it up lamayla michav also makes it more nicker that it's l'shem mitzvah. Who's putting it there lamayla michav? It must be it for the mitzvah, l'zecher neis. The only problem is nobody sees it. So you're not getting the pesumet nisa out of it. But in terms of what it is, it's distinctly a ner, which represents miracles, not for ur. L'may l'michav is l'shalta be'ir. You're not lighting this thing for ur. Especially maybe a maduro you put, a huge chandelier you put up there. But a ner you don't put 40 feet up.
He lives that high. What do you mean?
Oh, then you talk. Everybody holds a yaitz l'mayim l'chav.
No,
you're not. Well, sure, because if it's eye level with you,
that was the sheet of the Torah.
No. The sheet of the Torah is if you're indoors, even if you put it 40 feet up. No, he's going when you're down here and the ner is 40 feet up.
The wall
indoors,
rides up.
Huh? Right.
That's outside. Also, the wall rides up.
But the point is that nobody puts a ner, if they're using the ner for light, you don't put it 40 feet up.
You put it on a pole and you climb up a ladder to light it up there?
100%.
That's ridiculous.
You're right. You know what? It's so ridiculous that the only reason you'd be doing it is for the neis. The Torah holds vos modnas is besser. The stranger it is, the better it is. It becomes more distinctly a ner lezecher anes. The only problem is lo yatza, because we bout the shalta be'ena. People are not going to notice. You're not going to have the mitzvah for sumenisa lo yatza. But avada aner chanuk it is aner of lahazke anes avada it is. The problem is you're not going to get the effect of pesuminisa, so you're not yatza. But the Rambam holds like that. The Rambam holds the ikur of the ner, the etzem, was for the light. It was a sign of simcha. That was the ner. It became an additional halacha in the ner that it should be legalis as hanes. That it should be legalis the nes of the neres. According to the Rambam Fakert, the ikur of the ner is that it should be le'oir. There's a tzveta ilchasa in the ner that you should have a heker l'shem the nes. According to the Rambam, to put it l'mata miyud, no. Bottom line is, people see it, it gives off light, but it's definitely not a hiddur. There's no hiddur to put it in a place that doesn't give off much light. Abazok the Rambam, if you put it l'mayla michaf, where you're not getting any light from it, it's gloiklum! It's nothing! The whole yisayit of the neiros, according to the Rambam, is bad then that it should be lichtig. There's a tzveita din on it that it should also be for the neis. But if you're putting it l'mayla michaf v'amma, it's not going to be lichtig, it's loy asa klum, it's namish garnish. What are you doing? Huh? That's a din as the heker. It's a tzveita din noisif on the ner, that it should also be
lit. You say that part of the mitzvah is that there should be light.
It's two separate halachas in the ner.
It's not a steer.
Because if you have ner acheres, in which you're not, you take a half that as a heker, then if I care, the fact that you're getting light out of it is good.
That's not the true of the mitzvah.
Huh?
That's not the true of the mitzvah.
100%.
The mitzvah is to have light, but we also establish light, and to create ner acheres, you
can have
light. Right. For a minute, when you came back, before the minute, the best would be to put it over 20.
I'm sorry?
For the minute, before they made the mitzvah, the
no, the minute, you don't get any light out of it.
Not to get light.
Yeah, according to the Rambam, it's to get light. Yes, it's to be lichtig. No, it's a simchas yomtiv. It should be lichtig. You put your lights 40 feet high, it's dark down there. The whole point is that it's supposed to be lichtig. Shalom Beisai. You put the nearest Shabbos 40 feet high, you're going to have a dark Suda. The point is, you put the ner in a way that's going to give off light. Yeah. That's what the Rambam holds. Narvaz.
Who says it's not a kasha? You don't have to count money or do things in the room. You should have a lichtig room. You'll let it be in the light as long as you know mishtamish shibush.
The Leila, according to the Rambam. I'm sorry?
Ner Shabbos, the Leila
Lichav. I don't know, maybe not. If it doesn't give off light. If it doesn't give light. They talk about it. If you light the nearest Shabbos indoors, can you eat the Suda outdoors?
Or
start?
Or Paket?
You have to have the nearest Shabbos where it's offering you Einik Shabbos.
It depends on where you, how big the light is, how high it is. If you have a big...
Oh, and Akhenami. But by nearest Shabbos, you could take a light in Madura and you eat the nearest Shabbos. So you can make it 40 feet high. We don't mind. As long as it gives off light.
Let's say it gives off light. Ramos
told
a case where you
well, on Chanukah, you have a mitzvah davka of ner. That's the Maral, but that's a separate issue.
You have a ner that gives off light.
It doesn't say it gives off the gear of life because you're not going to see it.
Huh? No. Oh. So the Ramam and the Torah God use different lashonis in Lamayla Mechav. The lashon of the Torah is Lashalta Ve'ena, and the lashon of the Ramam is She'enai Nikr. You don't even notice that there's a ner here, but it's nothing. So the Ramam holds Layasa Klum. Whereas the Torah holds that it's taka asa klum, but it's layatza because you're not getting pesuminis out of it. Lefizeh comes out the gevaldik nafkamina that the Mishaburu brings down. If you can only afford one there, bizmanenu, according to the Shita Sarambam, vibalt it's be'etzim two separate things. You have halacha to have a ner that gives off light. There's a separate halacha to make a heker l'shem the neis. Memela, if you're an oinis and you can't afford a ner acheres for the neis, no, so you're an oinis, you can't make the heker. But the ikur ner you have, and it doesn't become ois ner shal mitzvah. It's a ner. It's a mitzvah. Make it distinct. Try to make it distinct that you have a heker for the nes as well. So the shita surandam is yeah vada. If you can only afford one, don't do it as the ner shal Shabbos bizmanenu. Bizmanenu, make it the ner shal Chanukah. Make a bracha lahadlik ner shal Chanukah, not lahadlik ner shal Shabbos. And lemaisa it gives off light as well. You don't have a ner acheres for heker. No. That's a tzveita din noisif on the nechanika, and if you can't be yotze, you can't have a hacker. Who cares? That's about the rabbis. Comes out the feast there. If the Magen Avraham is saying this in the Mechaber, we would have to see in the Mechaber that the Mechaber holds like the Rama. That the Mechaber holds that the etzen, the ikur din in the ner is a ner shal simchas yomtiv, And a din noisif on it is the heker. Taka the Machaber says, interesting lashon the Machaber. So the question again is, are we putting these as one big mix, the ner and the yomtiv, they're together, or they're separate? Is it ches yomim toivim separate because each one is a ner? Because each ner is lezeche the ner, and the mele each day is a separate yomtiv, or it's one yomtiv that's haschala from chafei and it goes on. The mechaber taka mixes both halachas. It's a peladig azak, which the tour has two separate simanim, the halacha of the yomtiv and the halacha of the neiris. The mechaber puts the two together. That's number one, which is like the Rambam. Number two, the mechaber also the little hagah in the lashon of mechaber. The lashon of mechaber, tafresh ayin, bechafi bekislev. The little parentheses over there, maschilin yemei Chanukah. So it's also mashma that it's a yomtiv harichta that's maschil mechafei, and it goes on for 8 days, which shows that be'etzem the yomtiv was a yomtiv for the nitzachin. And it could be that the Neiris was also perhaps for the Nitzachin, if we want to work out this Lashitasam, as I read the Rambam. And the Neiris for the Nitzachin, so the Iker Ner Be'etzem is La'ar. And the Din Noisiv upon it, the Din Pesume Nisa, and the Hekers, a Zaitaga Halacha. If you can't be Mekaimit, you can't be Mekaimit. The Mela, the Mai Chanukah, Al-Ezan Eis Kavua, has an Afkamin in our Sugyo. Where to put it? Is it better Taka Lamata Meyud, and Lamai Lamichof is Loiklum, or not? And that's also the Nafkamina, the Lashon Yachid, to the Lashon Rabbin. According to Rashi, the Havamina of the Sugya was the Yom Tov Arichta, and the Maskana of the Sugya is the Lashon Rabbin, who was separate Yom Tovim, Azevi the Tor. This Azevi the Rambam. And okay, we don't have time, but I wanted to say that that's Shan Lechemini also, and Shan Adravah. I wanted to say that.